Charles Cleveland's NNS Carol. This program is brought to you by the nice folks at Radio Shed. You've got questions? We've got blank stares. Our story begins at Scrooge Games, a land center in Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, Flara, we just got done playtesting your latest build, and we don't think that the floating hive is going to work out very well. It keeps getting stuck underneath the comm chair.
Not to mention, it's kind of weird seeing a hive float down the halls.
Actually, I don't think we intended to have the floating hive. Max just had one too many drinks at a frat party that we were at, and I believe it just probably was an error in the coding, so I'll make sure that it gets fixed in build ZZV14.
And we were also wondering, Flara, if you'd like to make some more changes in the jetpacks. Yeah, I remember 1.4 when you used to actually take falling damage when you fell out of the sky.
1.4 was the only good build of this game. Natural selection is a humbug, I say, a humbug. I'd rather be tearing out my own toenails, playing Counter-Strike, or even Day of Defeat than this game. It's a humbug, I say. If I hear any more talk of NS from you, Flara Cratchit, you'll find yourself gamefully unemployed, like Moogle!
Later that evening, Scrooge arrived at his home, only to find an inhuman intruder.
Scrooge! Scrooge! I am the ghost of Parsair!
Oh my god! Did you really kill yourself?
No, that was just a rumor. But for the sake of the skit, I'm really dead. I'm here to warn you. Don't eat the sushi.
Oh no, I ate the sushi for lunch. What's gonna happen?
Nah, I'm just kidding. The sushi's fine. I'm here to warn you. I too strayed from NS. And now that I tried Counter-Strike 1.6, I bear the burden of scripters, hackers, and newbies for all of eternity.
No, you can't be a ghost. You must be a sprite error, or a bit of packet loss, that's it. There's more of server-side error in you than of the grave, my friend.
Now tonight you will be visited by three spirits. The first will visit when the clock tolls one.
And with that, Scrooge brushes off the encounter and retires for the evening.
Rise and shine, Ebenezer!
Are you the prostitute I sent for? Because if you are, you're late!
No, you horny little munchkin! I'm the ghost of NS Past! Now take my hand!
I was hoping that's not the only thing I could take.
Here you are as a young lad! Look how happy you are playing NS!
That's another one! That's 8! Yeah, now I'm eating the comm chair! I'm so elite, I Pwnzor you guys! There goes your arms lab! Yeah!
You were such an excited little midget back then!
Yeah, that was version 1.04, when aliens could use phase gates. Now it's just lame.
You could bone just as much in the new builds as you could in the old!
That might be, but it'll just never be the same as my beloved 1.04. I'll have to think about it.
Come, Ebenezer! Welcome to the Ghost of NS Presence dance party! Okay, it's not actually a dance party, but... Okay, you can stop that now.
Good lord, it's 2 frickin' a.m. Let me go back to sleep! You can keep NS in your way, and I'll keep it in mine. And for the love of God, put some pants on!
No, Ebenezer, you will come with me and see the game through the eyes of the people who love it the most, the game developers. Come, Ebenezer! Come, touch my robe! Lower, lower, lower. Getting warmer! Jackpot!
Whose cardboard shack hovel is this? And is that a T1 line I see coming out of it?
This is the home of Flara, Jovi, and Tiny Max Cratchit.
Hey, Flara, how was Max in programming class today?
He was as good as gold. You should have seen him. He was programming circles around all the other kids.
Oh, that's good. Now chain the little bastard back to the computer. We have 2,700 bug fixes to go over today.
But Jovi, won't that aggravate Tiny Max's carpal tunnel syndrome?
But I'm tired. The caffeine pills are wearing off.
Aye, you slept last week, you little twat. Now get back to the computer.
Well, I threw some TV dinners in the microwave for everybody, so let's sit down and say grace.
God bless us, everyone.
Now get back to coding, bitch.
What's wrong with Tiny Max?
I see an empty cubicle and an unused wireless mouse.
Can you really die from carpal tunnel? Maybe I should have become a Constellation member. Ghost, take me home.
And at 3 a.m., Scrooge was visited by the last spirit, who took him to an AOL data center somewhere in the future.
Are you the third spirit the ghost of Passe told me about? My, you don't talk much, do you? Do you work at Radio Shed? Oh God, don't tell me I work for AOL! How could I let that happen? Oh my God, I should know better! Look at me, I work for AOL! Why, God, why?
And then the spirit showed Scrooge a dark, cold future where Valve owned the rights to natural selection.
Oh, and natural selection's been bought out by Valve? How could that happen? I should have paid my $20 to become a Constellation member. Oh, God, what have I done? Not only do I work for AOL, but Valve owns Natural Selection. How can I set these things right? No, Spirit, I've learned my lesson. Let me set these things right.
And Fangs, Scrooge, woke up the next morning with a new sense of purpose.
You there, boy! Can you tell me what day it is?
It's the day 3.0 gets released!
Oh, thank Passe and the spirits, I haven't missed it! Oh, God in heaven be praised! You there, you boy! Hmm? Yes, you boy! Do you know where Fry's Electronics is? Here is $3,000. Go buy 6 of the best ATI video cards they have on the market and send them to Flara Kratzit's house. Yes, tell them we will have a tournament to spread the news of natural selection far and wide. God be praised. And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, young man. Merry Christmas to all.